Well done, Stacey. Congratulations. 4 points from yourself today and a serious work rate.
Yeah, I suppose we won't take an individual responsibility today. I suppose it comes down to the team effort. We got the start that we dreamed of and we just pushed on from there. We eased our way, I'd say, into it, and it just made it a lot easier for us from start to finish. They had their purple patch, but I think in fairness to the backs and the forwards, no matter what was thrown at us today, the kitchen sink, we just took it all in, and look, we're where we want to be next Saturday, and that's the main thing.
You got a dream start, didn't you? We're on 5-0 score up after 10 minutes.
Yeah, you probably couldn't write, and that's what we actually aim for, like get a good start. It kind of settles everyone's momentum, the nerves kind of go, and we just go to free flow and hurling that we love to play. Get down, get over the ball, let's look up and let's see who's the player in the better position to give the ball to.
And you didn't panic when they came at you in the second half. It looked like they were going to swamp you, didn't it?
Yeah,
and you recovered well, and you knew you had to carry the ball into that wind.
Yeah, well, we say going in, after half time there, that they were going to throw everything at us, and they did. I think that they probably got 4 points, a goal and a point. But in fairness to everyone, we settled ourselves, we started ticking away at the points. In fairness to everyone, like, you couldn't pick one player there from Owler today. It was 1-15 and the subs didn't even come on. It's a credit to everyone, and look, we'll go out next Saturday now, we're where we want to be, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, no, it's 2020, but isn't it great that you're there? And I was just saying to Stella in the commentary today, I've never seen your fitness level so good.
No, and that's probably a credit to Ray and Rory and Colin and the lads. Like, this time last year, we didn't really know what we were playing for, when it was going to be. And, like, we weren't allowed in the pitch. We were in our own kitchens, bedrooms, whatever, on Zoom calls to Rory, doing circuits or whatever. But by God, today, like, it meant everything to us, and all that paid off.
The experience helped with a couple of the young ones, as I say, that stood up tall today, didn't they?
They did, and I think that's a credit to the young girls and the team. Like, I mean to say, like, that full back line, I know Kira's gone back there now, but that full back line of 18, Ben and Kate, Roach and Maria, they're so young, but by God, they took nothing went to their heads or nothing, and like, they played outstanding from the county final right up to today, and that's a credit to the management as well for bringing everyone along and everyone on the team.
Now, you face a dilemma next weekend, then, don't you? Tell our listeners you're supposed to be getting married on Friday.
Yeah, so we're getting married on Friday and the All-Irelands on Saturday. But look,
I believe Slotneil's game, you should have been playing yesterday, but I believe Slotneil got a postponement because of a wedding.
I think Lochiel's.
You're not going to postpone the wedding
no,
anyway.
No, we'll be going ahead and play the All-Irelands on Saturday, and look, we'll take it as it comes and we'll enjoy it. Yeah.
But it is a bit of a dilemma, isn't it, for you? Well, it's a lovely day for you, obviously.
Yeah, but you look, it's where you want to be. It's where you thrive to be, coming out to start the year with the club championship. And look, we get married, we take Saturday as it comes, and we'll have a good weekend all round.
The only difference now is when you win the All-Ireland, you'll be Mrs. and not Miss.
I'll still be Stacey Keogh, though.